Talk. I just had me big cough, had me lemon and ginger tea. It's getting nuts.
Here
it's
we
Monday.
Go. It's kicking my... off. I'm paranoid that I smell like wet dog because I just had to wash Trev of dog shit.
Dog
shit?
Oh,
well, I don't. Unspecified shit. I couldn't.
Excrement.
I couldn't figure out what he'd rolled in, but it was wet and smelly.
Yeah. Where were you?
In the dog park, in Victoria Park.
Vicky P. So, he's rolled in...
He's rolled in some substance.
Some feces.
Yeah, definitely fecal matter of some description.
It's such a bad quality for dogs, isn't it?
And he's the cutest boy.
Yeah.
And it is revolting. And then I was walking through, and then this little boy... Apparently the scouts, or the... What are they called? Beavers?
That's funny. Say beavers, it's funnier.
The beavers, they hang out in Vicky Park and they do like beavering. What do?
They beaver about.
They beaver. They're beavering about the park with their little neckerchiefs on.
It's weird.
It's so weird. Anyway, me and Trevor just walking through and then this little beaver. runs up to Trev.
Oh yeah.
And goes, "Can I pet your dog?"
Sure.
And I said, "Well, he has rolled in something, so just be aware of that. Just like, can you see it there?" And the kid's like not paying attention to me.
Rolled in something, too vague. You need to say he's covered in shit.
Look, maybe it was beaver shit. Hey, maybe we found the culprit.
Maybe it was one of them.
Dropped trow mid park.
Maybe it was one of them.
So he goes straight, and obviously he puts his hand straight on
disgusting.
It. And I thought, that's gross. He hasn't noticed. This beaver is nose to nose with my dog.
That's
right
disgusting.
Now. And he's like, "Aren't you such a..." Which is cute. And he's like, "Aren't you such a good boy?" And I was like, "Yeah, he is a good boy, apart from the shit rolling. But other than that, he's quite a good boy." And then this woman in a black beret.
Here we go.
Now, I don't know whether that's involved in the beavers or not.
Arcala. Here comes a French Arcala.
I was like, she was like, yeah, red dress. Black beret.
She sounds gorgeous.
She was not. Stomps over to us and says to the kid, you know when people say in like a very passive aggressive, like it was my fault. And she was like, "Joshua, you should be collecting leaves. Time to leave the dog alone." But she was telling him off. But in a way, she was telling me off.
She was telling you off.
And then I went, "Oh, sorry." And then she went... She gave me a look, you know.
You take your beret and fuck
yeah,
off.
And I was so taken aback. I was aghast by her beret. And I thought, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Talking to me like that in the middle of Victoria Park, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
I've been working hard all day.
Sure.
Take my
she
dog
don't know
for
you
a
haven't
walk.
Been.
She don't know. She don't
could,
need to know that.
You could have been doing stuff all
Sat
day.
Sat on my ass all
yeah,
day.
You could have been doing something.
I could have been.
My dog does it as well. And it's such a bad trait because like you said, they're cute little angels.
They
but
are.
What a bad habit
and
to
also,
go, this smells like shit. I think I might put my entire head in it.
I'm going to roll around in it. And it makes me so disgusted by him.
Oh.
And I think he's the best, obviously, thing
sure.
in the world.
You're close. You're very close.
We're really close. I'll let him crawl all over my face. Like,
sure.
I don't mind.
No.
The minute he's near shit... And
his
instinct to roll in it really makes me disgusted by him.
Have you ever had to do the when you know they're about to and you have to run over and go, "Hey, hey, hey,
yeah.
hey, 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 hey." And it's so embarrassing. But
no!
You remember from the you've got PTSD from the last time they did it. I did it with...
The smell is still inside my nose.
I did it in Ashton Court.
Oh yeah,
and my dog's got she's got a little move she does she does it, and she kind of gets her she really gets her neck on it, so she's got quite
okay.
a long neck.
Yeah,
and she really smears it on her neck,
ugh.
And I can tell she's about to do it because she starts like craning her head a little bit, and I'm like, she's about to roll in
she's
some
diving.
Shit.
Yeah,
so you do this weird like run stomp up to her, and you go. And then no one else, like, if your dog doesn't do that, They're like, that fat guy's
yeah.
going absolutely nuts at his sweet angel dog.
She stares you right in the eye and yeah. she goes neck first right yeah. into that pile. Exactly.
She's like, you're the party pooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter what mental noise I make approaching Trev when he's doing that. Nothing will keep
oh, really?
Him from
he's going
a poo.
In. Yeah. It's
oh,
foul.
My God.
It's foul.
When we first got him, we figured out that the cat next door was shitting in our garden. I was blissfully living. Not knowing this.
Cats are disgusting.
Gross. My friend Rosa, who loves this podcast, is really gonna she was not a fan of you dissing Barata last week.
So she likes cats.
What she loves cats. She got two gorgeous cats.
I was
be
beefing
fair.
About Barata. What's Barata?
Because yeah, I think last week or the week before, I had just been for brunch with the in-laws.
You had Barata.
And I had the Barata special at Loaf, which was delicious. And I described Barata to you because you were unfamiliar, as you still are.
Mm-hmm. She didn't go in.
Yeah. So sorry if you've listened to the podcast, but I'll explain it again for Jez. It's like mozzarella, but creamier.
I remember.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's exactly the response you had
yeah,
before.
Yeah, good. No, I stand
You
got
to try it. It's good. Do you like mozzarella? Oh, you don't like cheese?
Not a cheese guy. Not a big cheeser.
Not even mozzarella?
It's one of the least offensive.
Mozzarella.
Buffalo. Buffalo mozzarella.
Not
fun
even
to
the mozzarella?
Most fun to say.
So good.
One of the most fun to yeah. say. I'm not a cheese guy, which no. angers people.
Yeah.
Tell them you don't like cheese. Oh, mama.
You don't like ice cream either, do
oh,
you?
Oh, no, I'm big into
it. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
We just went to that place on Cotton Hill, the Italian place.
Oh, have you forget been there? About it.
Forget oh. about it. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Here we go. Guess an Italian sounding name. Panucci's.
Pinocchio's.
Is he Italian?
Yeah. I just finished The Sopranos.
Oh, right. Phew. Yeah.
it's taken me a while.
So you're well versed.
It's taken me a good 20 years.
So you're well versed in Italian yeah. names.
Prosciutto.
Yeah. Prosciutto.
I know.
Got it.
I got it.
Well, anyway, 9 out of 10 for me.
Fantastic.
Halato.
Only a 9. How could it improve?
They didn't have any pistachio.
Oh, that would have been your 10.
Can't give it 10.
Okay. They do wear cute little pinnies though, and that's what I want from a.
I sent Holly in.
Oh, of course you did.
When you're a fat guy, you can't be like. Getting giddy over a window of ice cream.
I think that's exactly where you can get giddy.
You can't.
It's one of those things where people are thinking more about themselves than they are about you.
Yeah.
It's coming into summer. We've had some nice weather, thank God. And I will never get my arms out.
You're getting your arms out.
No, very self-conscious about my arms. And I'm thinking maybe I'll get loads of tattoos and then people will be distracted by the tattoos.
If
and they won't go, look at her disgusting arms.
That's crazy. So yeah. when you're, so your arms fully, but then nude from the waist down.
Nude? Yeah. She just sleeps.
She's got no problem with the bottom half.
No.
She's got one of those 80s bikinis
yeah.
that goes way up.
Yeah.
But top half, big woolly jumper.
No, just the arms.
Just the arms.
Yeah, just
You've got
sleeves.
The opposite of a tank top.
Yeah.
Like when Wallace comes down the chute
yeah,
in the
yeah.
morning.
Yes, and it does the
yeah,
one on each
the,
side.
Yeah, yeah, just get the sleeves.
You know what? Steps were a great inspiration band for
Were they
me.
Just sleeves?
They had a lot. I feel like the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a lot of just like independent sleeves. Over,
really?
Under like a tank top, maybe.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes a basketball player will have just like a like a sleeve of material.
And then sometimes they just have one leg.
Just one leg, yeah.
They have two legs, but they have one cover.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. They've got two legs, yeah. Not always.
Not always.
But it will hamper them.
It's an odd look, isn't it?
It's a strange look, but maybe two of them, pop them on.
Great. That's what I need.
Nothing else.
It'll be sweltering in the summer.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll do a poll on this. People can tell me what tattoos to get.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, do you like my arms?
No, my fragile ego cannot withstand that.
We haven't done any kind of introduction yet.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Under the Groomers. My name's Jeremy Flynn. I'm here with...
Julia Stenton.
Hello. We're back. We are Under My Wife's Dog Groomers, as always. And it's... Monday.
Woohoo!
Oh, it's hot.
So, my favorite.
Yeah, it's Monday night. It's getting nuts. We've had a herbal tea.
Yeah.
And how have you been since I last saw you?
Better. I think the last time I saw you, I was
in
the trenches.
You're in the funk. In-laws gone?
Yesterday.
Oh,
today's
sweet, sweet relief.
last night.
1 month of in-law living.
Yeah. Changed the sheets. God. Straight in the big bed.
Oh, heaven. Are you just...
Heaven. King, I'm floating on her.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, what a... That feels so good.
It does. But I also feel like kind of hungover and like exhausted.
Yeah.
I need to hibernate for a week, but just I can't.
No.
Got to do this.
Yep. Got it. You are contractually obliged.
Yeah. Just too busy, baby.
Any gigs? You on that gig train?
Yeah.
Are you on the brewery tour still?
I am still on the brewery tour. So
any improvements?
I'd say that's a hard no.
Hard no. Hard still the same.
Yeah.
Still eating it.
Yeah. Got a few more left.
I was eating it last week.
Were you?
Yeah.
Where to?
I was in a village hall. Wednesday night.
Hot.
It was rough. Do you know what? It wasn't that bad. It was back to earth with a bump. Yeah. I was eating it. I felt a bit bad because I was a bit like...
Yeah.
You know, when you're just like...
Yeah, yeah.
You're letting them know. You're letting them
know taking it out
quite,
on them.
Quite clearly.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
That this isn't a lot of fun. And it wasn't.
No.
But it was fine. I like the guy that runs it.
Oh, okay.
Some nice people on.
Good.
Yeah, so it was fine. We got through it.
Yeah, and you were closing. Were you there for the whole night?
I have a problem.
Yeah,
that I just go really like too early.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that.
I know, but I feel like because I'm just like at home, like just being. Well, I think I'm annoying Holly, and I'm just sort of pacing around.
Certainly.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I just feel like, well, I might as well just go because I'm ready, and I'm just waiting for it to start.
And sometimes it's nice to know what's happened in the gig.
Get a taste of the room. Get a taste of the vibe. But the last
really
two,
dread your set.
Yeah. And then you just go and just sit there. And then you're like, why did I get here? Like 2 hours before I'm meant to be on.
And then you have to talk to people. You have to talk to people in the break.
Yeah.
And then the whole time you've got the weight hanging over you that like then you've got to go on.
Just awful. Just awful. Should have been at home. Could have
been
at home.
Did other people do well?
I mean, everyone, it was the same gig for everyone.
Right,
so,
okay.
But no, it was fine. We got through it.
Yeah.
It's all over now.
Yeah. What have you got coming up? Any fun ones?
No, do you know what I do? I'm doing Oxford Glee on Saturday now.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, really fun. It's not that fun.
No.
I don't like it.
Okay, yeah.
I don't like it. No, it's fine. It's good. So I've got tonight, and I'm doing a couple in Devon as well, so that's
nice. Hitting all the
you name
cultural
it,
hotspots.
You name it. I'm in Devon. I'm in, but those would be nice. Those are really nice ones. So that's good. But yeah, it's that thing of like we kind of hate.
We hate gigging.
I think that's what you and me like when we first started gigging together.
People don't understand it, do they?
A relief to find someone that kind of hates it, like I hate it.
When you're up there. Sometimes it's fun.
Basically, the best feeling I get is afterwards if it went okay and I feel a bit of relief.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much as good as it gets.
And then remembering you could be working in an office.
For sure. I mean,
and hating yourself.
Of course. Don't get me wrong. But most of it is...
Dread.
Just dread and why am I doing this and what am I doing?
Yeah.
I hate all these jokes. I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, God. Tell
me
about
it. I mean, if you already hate yourself... Comedy can really, really bring that, bring those feelings up to the surface.
It's also either populated by people who truly hate themselves to their core, or people who
kind of love themselves.
Yeah, don't hate themselves in the slightest.
Yeah, and they love it, and they could do it every night of the week if they could.
Yeah, and I'm like, and they do really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, you guys are nuts. Yeah, why do you like this so much?
Yeah, why people also don't understand why we don't like it.
Yeah, that's true.
It really baffles people, which I guess makes sense because why do we do it?
Yeah, we do it because it's sort of, it's the least amount, it's the thing I found that is technically the least amount of work. That's why I quit being a teacher.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be a big DOS. Turns out it's a ton of work.
Yeah.
I was like, teach primary, right? What
easy,
they're
please.
Like four. I know more than them.
Yeah.
Well, that was sometimes true. But I was like, it'll be a big DOS. They go home at 3. I'll be home by 4.
Dream.
On the swigs, kicking back, 6 weeks off in the summer, Easter, Christmas,
half term.
We cooking, baby. I'm back at school. I'm just one of the big boys now. I've won. And then when you get there, they're like, oh, you've got like basically a full-time job of paperwork that you can't do between...
You've got to come in early, leave late. You can't
do between 8 and 4. No. I was working.
Yeah.
I was working in the evening.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Fuck
I quit. Forget it. Yeah. So yeah. This is the thing I found that, although fills you with dread...
Yeah.
It's technically the least amount I can do.
But that's why this has got to work.
This
because
podcast.
This was our fun. The best part of gigging is the journey to and from the gig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you're in a fun car.
Sure.
So that's essentially what this is.
Yeah.
It's the journey without having to do the gig.
Exactly. Imagine we're on the way to a gig complaining.
Without my bad driving.
Complaining. You're not a bad driver. I've told you before. There's a fun element to not knowing what's going
to
happen.
There's a flair to my driving.
There's a... Do you know what? Who doesn't like a surprise? Everyone loves a surprise.
On the roads.
Yeah, a road surprise. Still surprising. Oh, she's going down that way. Oh, that's interesting.
That's the test for if you know that you're truly depressed. Because if you can dodge an 18-wheeler, as we have done in the past...
Yeah.
And still not feel anything.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how the doctors diagnose it.
I didn't even tell you were on the wrong side of the road that time. I was just like, she'll work it out. Yeah. And if she doesn't, great. I won't have to do the gig.
We go together.
We definitely won't have to do it if we hit this
ideal.
Truck. Yeah. I did used to think that sometimes when I used to drive to work, be like, oh, maybe I'll just put it into a wall.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
No.
But definitely enough for a couple of days off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a broken something.
A clavicle.
Sure. That sounds painful.
That's a real
though.
Stinker, actually, isn't it? Yeah.
What's the least painful bone to break?
Good question. That's a great
nose?
Question. No, I reckon nose would suck. That's on your face.
True.
Arse? But I just... Arse bone?
What's that's going to be a big
that's
one.
That's a stinker.
Can't sit down.
That's a cheeky cat. coccyx. No,
finger.
That's a stinker.
Finger.
You've got to go
toe.
Finger or toe.
They don't even bother.
A little toe.
Stitching up.
Little toe.
You wouldn't even notice. We probably have broken
that's
those.
That's what they say. Yeah, but definitely not any of the big ones.
Metatarsal.
Here we go.
Is
that's
that,
a toe.
That's the
that's
Rooney one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's the one
Look
he broke. And everyone was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Good on you.
I remember.
Good on you. See? Finger on the pulse. That's what you're here for.
Finger on the pulse from 1998, maybe?
Yeah, a bit later, maybe.
2001?
Might have been. We've been talking recently about inventions.
Yes.
Did I tell you about the in-between toe scratcher?
Yes.
I was thinking about broken
toes. You alluded
toes.
To it.
So, I'm a scratcher. I love scratching.
Proud.
I'd put it in one of my top hobbies, actually.
Scratching.
Itching, scratching.
Really?
Fiddling.
Wow. You're a man of simple pleasures,
I'm
aren't you?
I'm into it. I'm into a scratch.
Sure.
Especially when you get older.
Who doesn't
older.
Like a... Satisfying scratch.
Making me itch right now just thinking about it.
Yeah.
But how about this?
Go on.
Sometimes you get a little itching between your toes, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's my idea. Imagine a thimble, but on the outside, little like brush or like little spikes or something.
Yeah.
And it's on like a rod. Because I'm
You're not bending down.
I am bending. That's
well, if you're getting your finger to your toe, you might as well do the scratching yourself.
If I could reach my toes, I wouldn't need the image. So you got it. So it's a thimble on the end of a rod, a doweling rod. Is that
sure.
a thing?
Yeah, I know.
You get down in between the toes.
Yeah.
I'm sort of miming.
Like a long finger.
Just like a long finger. In fact, that's kind of what it is, a long finger.
A long...
But it's got a little bit of, like, you know, like a little bit of...
Knobble.
It's got a knobble. Nothing too brash.
Bristly?
Nothing too strong, you know? But like a little knobbler.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, if you could get that... And then, of course, when no one's looking, she's popping up your ass. And we made it. We made it there. It never takes long.
Of course.
Before we start recording, I'm like, hey, let's keep it clean this week.
Yeah.
It's been a bit disgusting recently, but I tell you what.
How long before we can get an inanimate object up the ass?
Yeah.
Not long.
No, not long at all.
You'd have to put it on a curve.
The self-Rogerer.
And you could change the head on it.
Yeah.
If bristles aren't your thing for that activity, you could have...
Just so happens this one to be in the shape of a man's penis.
A Exactly.
Yeah.
We've done it again.
Straight
get
away.
Get the boffins on it.
Straight away. We're talking about, I've just got a little, isn't that a nice little sweet idea? Oh, I've got an itch between my toes. Here's the thing to invent it. Oh, 1 second later, you're shoving it up your ass, yeah?
I'll be totally honest. It sounds like an invention that initially you thought, what? How can I get something up my ass? And then you've twisted it into, how can I make it sweet?
It's reverse engineered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially, it's.
And you can use it on your toes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a self-bummer that you can scratch in between your toes with.
Yeah.
Well, we made it there in record time.
We
into
did.
The gutter.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's what
where
people,
we belong.
It's what people have come to enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah. Give the people what they want.
We live in the gutter. I think that's a good idea. I do like a scratch.
I think that's a good idea too.
Sometimes like that little area in between your back. Like,
I love a back scratch.
Yeah.
Back scratches are just heaven.
But can you, surely there's that area that no one can
get to.
Oh,
I can't. No, exactly.
So here we go.
Also, it'd be useful if you can also use it for fake tan, because there's always a white patch on your back. Like there's
always
a triangle on your back.
That you can't
reach, that ends up being white.
Oh, really?
It's one of the reasons why I'm trying to grow my hair. Just to cover that white patch. Summer's coming.
Yeah.
Occasionally I can persuade Pete to do it for me, but he's not always around.
When you said that, for some reason I thought, what, your back
My
hair?
Back hair. Growing in the back hair.
I'm growing it out. I don't want people to see the bit where I can't get the fake tan. So I'm going to be out there like a silverback gorilla. Ooh, we don't want to see the not fake tan patch. Just grow out the old back hair. That's
much easier.
So actually, what you want, really...
It's a multi-tool.
It's a multi-tool for hard-to-reach areas of your body.
It always comes back to the grabber, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, it does come back to it.
Apologies.
So whether that's scratching in between your toes or liberally applying fake tan...
To the back. Yeah.
This is a way to reach those hard-to-reach areas. And
exactly.
For the morbidly obese, a way to wipe your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, this is coming from a guy. I've set off the automatic flush sensors when I sat down on a toilet, you know? I'm not a small guy. A real low point as well when that happens. I tell you, when the day you sit down on the toilet...
Those sensors do your day.
The automatic back sensors, and it's always that sort of a back, but you know that it's probably wide enough that the average human isn't setting that off.
Well, they're always in an odd position.
When you sit down on a toilet and then you feel that, that frightening.
It's always like a real tidal wave
as
well.
It's a big one. And then the shock.
Sure.
The splash. the depression. in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's a low point.
Those sensors. I've never really understood the point of them. Obviously, I know the point of them, to flush without touching.
Sure.
But is the point of them, it flushes as you stand up and your bum...
Are you trying to do that with your ass?
No, but
you stood on the side of the seat waggling your bum in front of the sensor.
Is that what it's for? Is it supposed to be
no.
like as you stand up, whoosh? Or is
no.
it supposed to be like you're supposed to wave a hand in front of it?
You're supposed to wave a hand in front of it. I can't believe you're trying to do it with your ass.
No, I just feel like it's always lower than it needs to be for a hand.
Yeah.
If it for a hand waggle, put it right up the top.
Yeah, high
Nobody
five.
Nobody should be saying that. Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe it's, you know, children.
Are they flushing their own toilets?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a big ass, is it? Or even a shorter person.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, fine. Well, I just always think that
they're
just a bit too low.
So you just get up off one of those and just walk out like, this better work it out.
Hey, you know me, I'm covering nothing but my arms.
If it's not going to do it itself, I'm not telling it where to go.
Fuck it, yeah. Well, then I've done the same as you. I've set it off on my own more than once.
Of your own volition.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, there are times where something like that, you know, I like a gadget.
Yeah, oh, just a bit.
I like a gadget.
If there's a gadget where you don't have to touch something.
I'm into it.
Your whole house would be.
I would have it on everything.
Yeah.
But,
go on.
And here's the caveat.
Hello.
Someone's been reading. Here's what I would say. When something like that fails and the original thing would work, I get insane rage. So if I'm in a toilet and it's got a wave your hand in front of the flusher.
Sure.
You get up. You've been lying on the toilet floor crying. You get off the floor.
Yeah.
You wave your hand in front of the thing.
Yeah.
The light flashes.
Yeah.
No action.
Ugh.
That.
Big turn.
Makes me. Yeah.
Looking up at you.
Yeah. You're faced with your.
Send me down. What you've done. I'll try it.
Yeah. You're looking at it. Yeah. And you waft it and it gives you a little blinky light.
Yeah.
Wafting your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not enjoying my own mess. This is so disgusting. Oh, my God. But what I'm saying is...
Yeah. You're wafting your hand. The sensor's not going
to
off.
To set the sensor sure. off. Not to...
You're getting irate.
When the room's
filling.
When those things don't work...
Sure.
Oh, I find that...
Just give me a normal flush.
Just put a flush there.
Yeah.
If you're not going to work,
yeah.
forget it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So...
God, you're going to lose your mind when the robots come in.
This is going to be the problem.
When they start malfunctioning.
And then I'll think we're going backwards.
Mm. Would you?
Why won't it kiss me?
Would you rather have a sensor to the toilet mm-hmm. or a robot who stands next to the toilet and flushes it for you?
Great question.
Flushes a traditional flush.
Is he watching me?
Yeah. He watches you do it. And then he goes.
Here we go.
And then he goes. I'm picturing like Stephen Fry.
Oh, okay. Wow. So I was picturing more like
robot.
I was picturing more like a robot, like you know.
Yeah, no, like a robot, like what's his mate from
What's his mate?
From the one who's friends with the little bit. From Star Wars. Name the gold one,
C-3PO.
When
you said the one who's friends with a little bin,
yeah,
genuinely didn't know what you meant.
R2D2, yeah, that one.
So okay.
I'm thinking of C-3PO,
so
but like Stephen Fry, mm-hmm. and he stood next to the toilet. You're doing your business, and then he's there with like a little
he's a butler.
Towel
he's a butler bot. He's a butler bot.
Lovely Todd, sir, and then flushes the toilet for you.
Yeah, that's great.
That was lovely.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the little bin boy comes out, and that's the sink.
That's the sink.
And his head hit the top because he's like domey on the top, isn't he?
So
the little dome pops open.
Surely be the toilet bin, wouldn't he?
He's probably got little compartments.
Paper towels. Pops out of his head.
Yeah. No. The dome bit pops open. That's mm-hmm. the sink.
Low down, though.
Wash your hand. Whoa, you're sat down.
Why am I sat? Am I still on the toilet?
Yeah.
It's
also like one of those Japanese toilets that's like...
Oh, fantastic.
Shoots the water
Never
up.
Never used one of them.
Dries you off. You're good to go. So you're just sat chilling.
Yeah.
And then his little head pops off. You wash your hands.
I'm sat on the toilet.
You're sat on the toilet. C-3PO's next little, to you.
With the towel on his arm. Very sort of stereotypical butler.
Yeah.
He says, lovely Todd, sir. Yeah. Do I announce that I finished or does he know?
He knows.
Look at his program.
He knows you so well.
He can see it in my eyes.
Yeah. He sees how pleased you are.
Yeah, he can see it in my eyes. I've finished. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he says, lovely Todd, sir.
Yeah.
Now, then...
Like in a voice like Stephen Fry, do it.
Lovely, Todd, sir.
Great.
So then, in your words, little bin boy comes up to me.
Yeah.
His head pops open.
The domey bit. I'm assuming that's his head.
Sure. Yeah. The domey bit pops open. I wash my hands, but I'm still sat on the toilet.
Yeah, because the toilet's done its...
The Japanese toilet's
done its business.
Yeah, but I'm still sat on the toilet.
Yeah, why would you get up if you didn't have to?
So then I wash my hands in the little bin boy.
And then the little bin boy has arms that pop out. And as you stand up, it lifts your trousers up
with you.
That's a
nice touch.
That's good, isn't it?
That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good, isn't it?
I would like that. Yeah, I would like that. I mean, from the toe scratcher, it's a big leap, isn't
Quite
it?
Quite a big leap.
Quite a big leap from the toe scratcher.
But you wouldn't mind being watched by two robots?
If they're robots, no.
That's fine. Even though they're robots that can talk to you like Stephen Fry.
Nah, I think they'd be okay with it.
What if he turned...
Especially if they're toilet bots.
What if they thought you'd left the toilet and then you heard them going...
Whoa, did you smell that? yeah, I wouldn't want to hear
Making little snidey comments.
If I heard that, I'd go back in and batter them.
I'd just turn them off.
Would you?
Yeah, flip the switch.
Yeah,
go
wow.
back to traditional toileting for
hey,
a while.
You blew it. I heard you yeah. slacking me off.
Big
so
mistake.
In your world, we've invented such sophisticated technology. I mean, the technology involved for these two robots and all they've done so far is congratulate me on what I did,
yeah.
flush the toilet and pull my trousers up.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of...
You probably use them for other things too.
Yeah.
Would you pay your robot? Say everybody gets like a... It's like becomes normal to have a household robot.
Mm-hmm.
Would you pay... Would you like...
No. Surely.
Would you say...
I feel like if you're paying it...
Yeah.
It's a weird dynamic.
Would you have it call you sir?
Yeah, of course.
Which celebrity would you have? You know how you can get like sat-navs in a celebrity?
Yeah.
I think I would choose
a celebrity I actively detest. Dislike. Yeah. And then you can really...
Yeah. Who are you going for?
Farage. Then you could treat it like crap.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd be like, what's
wipe
up?
Wipe my ass,
yeah,
Farage.
Exactly. I think if it's your robot slave, you don't want it to be someone you like. You can you can have like a sweet lady.
No.
You can have Jay McDonald.
Hello.
Okay.
She's belting out a few tunes while she's making you.
Mustang Charlotte.
Oh my God, did you see that Barry from EastEnders sang at the Pope's funeral?
Are you pulling
absolutely
my
not.
Chain?
No.
Barry?
No. Yeah, did you not see
at
that?
At the Pope's funeral?
The grandpapa.
Is this true? That can't be true.
It's true.
What did he do?
He sang. I don't know what he said. I don't think he sang Mustang Sally.
Did he do something inside So Strong like he did at the bowls?
I don't know what he did.
Have you seen that video?
No.
It's one of the greatest videos on the internet. Was it the bowls? Yeah, I think it's the bowls.
Do they get singers for the bowls?
No, he was in the crowd.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. I've confused two stories here.
Oh.
No, they got him out and he sang something inside So Strong. And
so he was watching?
No, he was like, he was in... No, he,
oh,
was,
he was
like,
employed he was, to be there and do
I
the song.
I feel like he was okay. asked to come on and sing.
Do they televise bowls?
Yeah.
Oh.
He absolutely... murders it,
of course.
Like, it's so good. I went through a real phase of watching this video, like, I mean, all the time.
Really?
Yeah,
he got big pipes, that boy
can sing.
Yeah,
like an angel.
Yeah, I want to see the duet Jane and Barry.
Holy shit,
imagine them, cake by the ocean, Jane and Barry.
No, I think they'd have to do something like Endless Love.
Yeah, or Islands in the Stream.
It's got to be the classic, yeah. The classic duet.
Yeah.
If they did Endless Love.
Yeah.
Holy
imagine
hell. I tell you what.
On the side of a cruisy.
I'm not kidding. Barry from EastEnders and Jay McDonald doing Endless Love. For me, in terms of entertainment.
It doesn't get better.
I genuinely don't think it gets better than that for me.
No.
That would be... As good as it gets.
I know how it gets better. It's a let's pitch Barry and Jane go cruising.
I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
Every week is a different song.
Because he's such a lad as well. Oh. He's such an absolute lad. And obviously she's the queen of the ocean. Her shows are already
I'd love
kick
it
ass.
If he was like a nervous. He's like a bad boater.
A bad
sailor.
Boater.
A bad sailor. And
that's what they call them.
Yeah, like nervy sailor.
Watch out for Barry. He's a bad boater. Are you a nervous flyer or are you a bad boater?
He's a bad boater.
Yeah.
He gets a bit queasy. He doesn't like it. He doesn't get on with the life jacket. That kind
sure.
of thing.
He's a bad boater. I knew what you meant the first
he's
time.
He's your classic bad boater.
This guy's got bad boater written all over him.
Exactly.
He hasn't got his sea legs.
No. But Jane... Queen of the Seas.
She's an old pro.
Who else do you want to teach you
yeah.
the boat life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Jane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see her teach Barry how to boat.
And then I want to see her teach him how to salsa. Because she always has a bit of a salsa.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't want Barry to get in the way of her. Because there's always a bit where she does like a salsa class.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like a gorgeous hunk. And she's always like, oh, no, he's gorgeous. Like that. And then she always has a bit of a, like a, she'll be drinking a big, like a margarita or something.
Yeah, my God.
And then she gets a bit like, ooh, there's a hunky young man over there. And she has a bit of a souter with him. I wouldn't want Barry to get in the way of that, because that's the problem, is that Jane's already pretty perfect on her own.
I also don't want to see Barry doing the equivalent.
Yeah.
Do you know what I want? I want to see Barry being a supportive wingman.
Sure.
And, you know.
My mate Jane fancies you.
Yeah. He sat at the bar.
I tell you what, she might be getting on a bit, but I tell you what, she'll take you around the fucking world, mate. She will absolutely blow your mind.
She'll show you how to salsa.
I tell you what, wow. I'd watch it. Barry, well, I think what we've invented this week is the world's greatest TV show.
I think so.
Barry and Jane go cruising.
Yeah.
Brackets, sing a song, Jane knobs off with the salsa teacher. The end.
Yeah.
Job
and
done.
Each week they end on like a big booming like standard.
If Jane's doing salsa, we need Barry to have an activity.
Yeah.
What would you like to watch Barry from EastEnders do?
Like aqua aerobics.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Like with the other OAPs on the ship.
Yeah. Individual song each and then a duet at the end.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him being crafty.
Ooh.
Maybe a pot. Swindling. Pottery. No. Like making something.
Okay.
A painting.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
Bit of a Rolf Harris element.
Yeah. And we're back. And we made it.
So
it took a little longer than normal. But we got onto Rolf Harris. Bing. And there it is.
You know what?
Hey.
You shouldn't throw the baby out with bathwater.
That's
true.
There
was some good...
Not enough people go... Look, no one's condoning what Rolf did.
But
let's not forget, he also did those really shit cartoons of his own face.
Yeah, and that weird waggle board thing.
Yeah, the waggle board,
that
that's what they called it.
Didn't sound great. And the creepy thing with the third leg, the trench coat.
The whole thing.
How did we not know?
The whole thing.
But yeah, I could see Barry doing some like abstract paintings.
Mm. I only want
to see him in a... surroundings of women over the age of like 75 though.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see him around any young'uns.
Of course
I
not.
Just want to see him like, yeah, pottering.
Yeah.
Crafting. Aquarobics.
That's what they call it, pottering.
Yeah. That kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I want to see him. Yeah, I'd like to see what he's good at. I want to know more about him. Because we know he's got pipes on him.
Yeah.
We know he can act.
Oh, can he?
We know he can act. But can he put a water gutter together? You know, can he cook? I bet he can.
I bet he's like your mate from TikTok.
Who's that?
Dinner with Jeff.
No. Oh, yeah, Dinner with John.
Dinner with John.
Yeah. Hello. What are we making? I tell you what, he's a real quiz brain as well, Barry.
Is he?
Yeah.
Get him on the pub. There's got to be a pub quiz on the cruise.
He's like a mega quizzer.
Is he?
Yeah, in fact, I think he holds the record for celeb pointless wins.
Oh, my God.
He's a real brain.
He could be an egghead.
Do you know what? Now we're talking.
Head of the eggs.
Now we're talking. Quiz with Barry.
Quizzing with Barry. Cruising with Jane.
Sex with Jane. The best TV show. Ah, Jane. We're getting her up. We haven't done it yet, but Jules bought me a beautiful picture of Jane McDonald in a wonderful frame.
Yeah.
So we're going to decorate the groomers and make it nice for the inevitable filming of this podcast and then putting out fucking reels so people can watch it. And then maybe more than the handful of people that listen to it will listen to it. But I've always said, I don't want people to listen.
We do this for us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to decorate the under the groomer's studio.
Yeah, we are.
If you've got any ideas for what we could put in pictures on the walls or you got any pictures...
Send in your artwork.
I don't want to...
We could have
no nudes. Por favor.
Well, all right, I'll take a nude.
Okay.
I'll take a tasteful nude.
Okay.
I've told you as well, I would like someone to draw the inventions, draw them like on Bake Off.
Yeah, and put them, I think that's a good idea.
And put them up on the wall.
Yeah.
Like a little like Tony Hart gallery.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. And then we could put them on our Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
We've just got stuff to do.
It's a whole thing now.
But
if you could tell people so that we don't have to do lots of this stuff, that would be...
Your mission... This week, if you do listen to this podcast, tell three people.
Three, that's realistic.
Five,
I was thinking...
Was too ambitious.
Do you know five people?
I don't know five
no,
people.
No, me neither. So no, three
I've got,
is...
I've got four friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they all listening?
No. In fact,
well, we could start with you.
One of my good friends who I saw in the pub on Friday. Mm. Didn't even know I was doing a podcast.
Great. And then, that's how grassroots we want this to be. It's so underground. Our mates are
One of my closest friends, he was like, oh, do you do a podcast? I was like, yeah, have you not? And he was like, nah. He went, where is it? I went, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's the attitude.
But he's not on Instagram. Ah. And also, I don't post about it anymore. Yeah. I sort of did it for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know what? If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Source out.
Because famously, there aren't that many podcasts. So it's very easy to find.
There's not many podcasts. And also, in this world of viral marketing, I actually got a message off someone on the internet being like, I can like turn your podcast into viral content.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, nah, don't worry.
Isn't it bad to be in that basket? The basket that is like the unsuccessful podcast.
Yeah. Also, this guy had like 50 followers. I was what are you going to do it to yourself, you mug? Do yourself first and then work on me.
Get a little high on your own supply.
Get yourself some followers first, buddy. Yeah, we'll work it out. But for now, tell three people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's how it builds, isn't it? Grow the show.
And if you've got any inventions or business ideas,
Email that would be good, because all of ours, I've got one for next week, but it'd be good if they weren't toilet related. They've all been toilet based so far, and they all end up there.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, even what it is, someone would be like, oh, I've got a watch that can drive your car or something, and I'll be like, yeah, but can it help me when I
can
take
it wipe
a dump?
My ass.
Yeah, but when do I dump?
Yeah,
that would be good.
Great. Send your ideas to underthegroomers@gmail.com,
which is still, I've lost the password the other day, but I'm back in.
Fantastic.
I'm back in, baby. I'm back in. Back
and
in the game.
Follow the, I don't think I follow the Instagram. I should do that.
I only just created it. There's nothing on it yet, but there will be.
We're going to get some pictures taken.
Just horsing around the groomers. We're thinking in the bath.
Yeah.
Little ears on.
In the jail.
In the dog prison. Even though I don't think they use the dog prison, but.
Well, it's getting some use
dog
now.
Dog timeout zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Look out for those.
Look out for those hot pictures of us horsing around. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. But mostly tell people and have a nice week.
That's very good. That's very good. That's a great sign off. Mostly tell people and have a nice week. Jules has had enough, apparently. Okay.
I got places to be.
Okay. Have a nice week.